Dave Penny is with me, independent financial advisor from Invest Southwest in Taunton, and he's here to answer your questions this morning. There's so much we could discuss this time, Dave, and we'll, I think, particularly the referendum, the euro referendum, which will be in June on the 23rd, which since the last time you were in with us has been called. I think nearer the time we can go into that in a bit more depth, but people will be thinking about that and wondering from a very personal point of view, what impact could that have on my money?
Well, it's having an impact now. June 23rd is the date of the referendum, but right now it's having a real impact upon our nation. Everyone that's listening now, if you're ever considering going abroad in the near future, the value of the pound has really fallen with the referendum coming up, and so going abroad has become more expensive. We're all affected by it right now.
Yeah, and we'll definitely deal with that in much greater depth as we head towards the referendum, and you're really going to need to be thinking about all sorts of things from a personal and national point of view as well. It feels like quite an, I suppose actually you could say this at any year in the last 10 years, but it feels like quite an unsettling time. There's a lot of things happening that just make you think, is it worth sort of investing in certain things? Are my investments safe where I've put them? There might be people worried about that potentially. Yeah.
There's an old Chinese curse, which is, may you live in interesting times. And these are interesting times. There's so much change. And what's interesting about the referendum is I don't think anyone really knows what would happen if we left the EU. So there's so much uncertainty amongst us, the average person on the street, and also the experts. So that uncertainty is not always welcome.
Well, look, this might be something you want to ask Dave about. He's here until 10 o'clock this morning. Is there an investment that you're particularly worried about now that you can talk to Dave about? Is it something about pensions generally or about savings as well? Because I suppose we're heading towards the end of the tax year, aren't we? So it might be something about ISAs potentially.
Absolutely, yeah, lots of things to think about.
Get in touch, 0345 303 1566 to call this morning. Penny's with me to answer your questions. I just mentioned ISAs, Dave, and we've got Julie on the line from Wellington who's got a question on that very point. Hi, Julie.
Hello.
You're on with Dave.
Hello, Dave.
Hi, Julie.
Hello. I was ringing up to inquire because it is that coming up to ISA time and interest rates are just rubbish. And it's just really difficult to know what to do with your money now. And something that came to my awareness recently was they're called peer-to-peer products.
Yes.
Now, these sound quite interesting, but I don't know how safe they are. I sort of looked into it a bit and the principle behind it sounds sort of logical.
Yes.
And I think I understood they're also bringing in an ISA compliant product. So I don't know if you can explain this to me and tell me whether you think they're a good idea or not.
Yeah, peer-to-peer products are basically where somebody wants to borrow some money, usually for some kind of business venture, and rather than going to the bank, they go to the open market and see if they can find someone to lend it. And the peer-to-peer products put those two groups of people together, the borrowers and the lenders.
Yeah.
And the lenders, as in your case, Julie, the investors, usually attract a higher rate of interest than you would get on a deposit account.
Yeah.
But the reason for that is it is more risky than going to Lloyd's or going to National Savings. Now, they're often marketed as being very widely spread and not very risky. But the fact is that, you know, if a recession hit and small business was hit, then this kind of investment would be as well.
Yeah.
And the final little bit of risk is that it's not covered by the financial services compensation scheme.
No, I did see this. Yeah, I saw that it was regulated but not protected.
Yeah. So I think, you know, as part of a spread portfolio, if you've got other things, other irons in the fire, you're aware of a little bit more risk, I think it could form part of a savings portfolio, but not all of it.
No, as I say, but I suppose I thought because a lot of it seems to be in building, at the moment we seem to be building and building and building, it might be a relatively safe idea.
Well, they're marketed that way, Julie, but I just would keep in mind, however they're marketed, that there is increased risk.
There is increased risk. Yeah. So are there any better options at the moment? You just don't know which way to go with savings.
I'm afraid it's my old answer, Julie, which is I sort of need to understand your individual circumstances to know what might be right for you. But, I mean, a spread is always good. So money on deposit, cash ISAs, maybe some stocks and shares ISAs, your pension's fully funded, a range of things with the risk managed. You won't get away from risk. It's a matter of managing it.
Yeah.
Have you been relatively low risk with your savings generally?
Yeah, just definitely. Just, you know, what you've got in the bank, which is hardly anything, and, you know, standard ISAs.
Difficult step to take, isn't it, to up the risk slightly?
It is, and I, you know, I would say this, wouldn't I, but it's something where you really can benefit from someone who understands it and can help guide you through the process to understand, because you will be somewhere on the ladder of risk from, you know, the bottom to the top. Not everyone's at the bottom, and someone who can facilitate an understanding of that, then you can segment your finances and have safe bits, more adventurous bits, that you shouldn't be scared of risk, but you need to manage it.
Yes.
All right, Julie, thank you for your call.
Oh, thank you for your advice. Thank you.
Great stuff. Yeah, Julie in Wellington there. Dave's in Burnham saying, I started a pension last year on the understanding that when I get to 57, I get a lump sum. I now hear that George Osborne may take this away. Can he do that?
Well, good morning, Dave. At the moment, for most pensions, the age is 55. It is going to increase, but at the moment, from age 55, you can take a lump sum. There has been discussed that George Osborne is sniffing around reducing that or even stopping it, because a tax-free lump sum of a quarter of your fund is a big tax bonus, and the tax man would like some of that, potentially. The word on the street is probably he won't change that at the next budget on March the 16th, but I think it's probably in his sights, yes.
Right, okay. And seeing as we're talking about pensions, this story around today that I just want to refer to quickly is about, on average, women. This is from the TUC, a report by the TUC. Women have £7,500 in defined contribution pension schemes compared with £14,500 for men. So it's basically barely half the pension savings of men. Do you see any sign of things improving? Because we hear so much about gender equality, equal pay. Yes. I mean, people, I think the cynic in all of us would say that we can't see anything improving at the moment.
Firstly, that's absolutely shocking, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I see inside people's finances every day, and I rarely see unequal pay, but you hear about it, and it's obviously there somewhere. And of course, the one thing that won't change is that women are the ones who have maternity breaks, usually, much more than men do, which reduces your career length, which is going to reduce your pension contributions. But being half, I just find it shocking, and I don't know what's going to change to make that change.
Really shocking. Okay, well, let's head to the phones again. Michelle's on the line. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. You're in Taunton and Dave is listening, so fire away.
Yeah, morning, Dave.
Morning, Michelle.
I'm 60. How old am I? 61. 62 this year.
Yeah.
I worked for 20-odd years in England. Then I moved to Australia. I worked in Australia for 23 years. When I came back, I didn't know I was going to come back, but I've decided to come back here to retire, which I have. I had a superannuation fund in Australia, which in Australia you'd be very happy to know that over 60, if you stop working, you can cash a whole lot up tax-free. Anyway, so I brought that back, but it's not going to be enough to live on for the rest of my life unless I die very soon. I rang the Department of Pension people and said, so what pension will I get, knowing that having worked here for 20-odd years, I'd get something? And they put me through to an international department of the pensions, and they said, oh, if you worked in Australia, we have a reciprocal agreement whereby if you worked up until, I think it was 2002, that those years will count towards your contributions over here, and you'll get a pension. Then they put me through to someone else to double-check, which was apparently the international department, who said, no, all the years in Australia that you've worked will count towards your pension here. And so I was very excited about that. And they said that we can't tell you the exact amount until you actually retire, which, of course, as you said earlier, I thought was 60, and that's now going to be 65 for me. So I've just had another friend email me, just out of interest, and just said that they asked the same question, and they were told none of the years would contribute.
Oh, you must encounter this, though, people that have worked abroad, and it's back and forth like that.
Yes, I mean, I do have a client who is drawing upon her Australian superannuation fund, so I do know it's good, Michelle, as you describe. I honestly can't tell you what happens as regards your working period in Australia and whether it counts towards your state pension. I've never heard that question before, and I couldn't answer it, I'm afraid.
We've stumped you, finally.
It sounds like I've stumped the Department of Work and Pensions as well, so...
Okay, can I ask one quick question as well?
Yeah.
About ISA?
Go on.
Yes.
Because coming back, obviously, I was told one of the things that was worth doing was an ISA. So I set up an ISA with a friend's financial guy, and I said to him, obviously, as I'm approaching, well, I'm retired now, I need to either get a small interest out of it or at least need to have no risk because that's the only money I've got. So even though I can put it away, I need to be very careful. It's you know, not going to run away and do high risk. Anyway, I just got my first statement after 6 months, and obviously the shares have gone down. The interest that I got, the dividend was okay, but by the time you take the fees out against the dividends and then against the value of the shares going down, I've actually lost more than I gave him. I might as well have left it under the bed.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you've... if you've eyeballed a financial advisor and say, I want no risk, then going into a fund which has risk and fluctuates in value, if that's what the conversation has occurred, that's the inappropriate investment. If it's a, you know, if it's your emergency cash reserve, you need it in the short term, you said you want no risk, you should not have been in something which is fluctuating in value.
Well, it's something to take up with that individual, isn't it, clearly? And I wonder if, thank you very much to Michelle, I wonder if that point about abroad, the question that you haven't encountered before, maybe that's something we can follow up next time.
Yes.
You can have a little look into, and we'll see if we can speak to Michelle again, because I think that's really interesting. There'll be other people in that boat, won't there, that have had that scenario happen to them, so that'd be great. Thank you, Dave.
You're welcome.
Yeah, we have managed in half an hour there to go through a whole range of different things.
That was a good wide spread, wasn't it?
Really good. So we'll definitely deal with the situation with the European referendum as we head towards June, and we'll have lots more questions for Dave at the same time next month. So have a good month, Dave. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.